Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all over the place now, y'all. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. First and foremost, y'all, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. If you don't believe in Christmas, hope you're having a great day. I am too. Y'all see, like, Lee, are you isolating in the basement, Lee? No, I'm not isolating, y'all. I know I had to get videos. I just have to do this. I talked to my wife. She understands. Talked to my family. They understand. So today's episode is going to be about transformative vocabulary. How the words that you use can help you, can either hinder you or help you heal from narcissistic abuse, for your narcissistic relationship or whatever, your toxic relationship. I know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. But guess who is? Me. So I've listened to so much Tony Robbins, y'all. Tony Robbins is like, I know he has a Netflix special called I Am Not Your Guru, but Tony, you are mine. But literally, he introduced me to the term transformative vocabulary, and how the words that you use can either put a stop to your healing, or they can aid you in your healing. An easy example of this is when you say, like, you've heard the terminology, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. That's something as simple as that. If you think you can do it, you can do it. If you think you can't do it, you simply can't do it. Because the way the mind works is the words you use, the words you think out loud, the words you say out loud, the words you think to yourself, your mind is going to try to make it right. So if you say something that's as simple as, like, I'll never get out of this narcissistic relationship, I'll never break the trauma bond, guess what will happen? You will never break that trauma bond, because your mind is going to figure out ways to make sure you don't break it. You won't break it. I'm just like, this is not me doubting you. This is not me downing you. This is literal. Like, this is Tony Robbins. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, all this other good stuff I've learned through listening to him for years. If you say, I will never break the trauma bond, your mind is going to try to figure out a way for you never to break that trauma bond. You'll get a baby, you'll get attached more, you'll find a way to stay in that trauma bond. But if you can just say something, if you can change that terminology, you can say something as simple as, I'm going to break the trauma bond. I'm going to break it. Even though you might still actively be in that trauma bond, your brain, your mind is going to try to find a way to get you out of it. Your brain is going to try to find ways, it's trying to find logical ways to fight you out of it. It's not going to be overnight, y'all. You're not going to wake up and you're not going to say, I'm going to break the trauma bond. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and break the trauma bond. You're just not going to do that. And you might. I mean, I don't speak in absolutes, y'all. Only a Sith speaks in absolute. But if you convince yourself, if you say out loud that I can break the trauma bond, I'm going to break the trauma bond, positive affirmations and stuff like that, your brain is going to try to find a way to do this. Your brain is going to try to find a way to make it happen. You have to change the words that you say to yourself. You have to stop hindering yourself by speaking that poison to yourself, by poisoning yourself with your vocabulary and your thoughts. It's as simple as that. I know it sounds like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. I'm dead serious. As simple as that. Because, like, imagine you setting a goal to be a millionaire. It's like, I'm going to be a millionaire. Your brain is going to try to find ways for you to be a millionaire. Your brain is going to try to find a way. What can I do? Will it happen? Maybe not. But your brain is going to try to find a way to make it happen. But if you just say something like, I'm going to be broke my whole life, your brain is going to try to find a way. Yep, we are going to be broke. We're terrible. We got a high school. We got a GED that my cousin took for me. You know what I mean? I don't even really have a GED. I'm kind of mentally incapacitated. I'm kind of dumb. You know what I mean? Your brain will figure out a way. And something that, like, I'm just telling you, you can defeat yourself. The narcissist doesn't have to say anything else to you. If you can defeat yourself, because when you are in a narcissist relationship for a very, very long time, for an extended period of time, you will defeat yourself. The narcissist doesn't have to say anything to you. Like, after we, the narcissistic person in your life, toxic person, whatever, after we devalue you for so long over an extended period of time, we don't have to say anything else to you. It's as simple as that. You will start, your brain, after we condition you, your brain will start to do the work for itself, for us. I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be skinny. I'm never going to be smart. I'm never going to be fast. I'm always, look, you're going to, like, once we convince you of that, your brain is going to convince you of that. Change your vocabulary. That's step one. How to break the trauma bond. Say you can break the trauma bond. Start thinking that you can break the trauma bond. And one of the main things, like this, so this right here, is something as simple as that, y'all. Like, listen to how the words can affect you right here. This is when I'm talking to people 101 over Zoom. The link is in my bio. I know people are gonna ask. The link is in my bio, y'all. When I'm talking to people 101 over Zoom, one of the main things that they feel guilty for, that narcissist will make them feel guilty for, is walking away from the relationship. Oh, you're gonna walk away from everything we have? Oh, you're gonna walk away from me? Oh, you're gonna walk away without giving us a 19th chance? Wow. Trying to make you feel guilty about walking away. And then guess what? Because you start thinking of the words, walking away, I'm walking away, you are going to continuously look back and question yourself. Look, think about this. When you're walking away from something, you're walking away, you're going to look back over your shoulder all the time to make sure that...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well... That's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is the right choice. The guilt eats you up. So sometimes when you look back, you're going to go back. If you're walking away, you're going to continuously look back. And if you keep looking back, you're going to inevitably go back. Stop looking back. Change the words you use. No. You're going to walk away from me? No, I'm not walking away from you. I'm walking towards something better. Because if you're walking towards something, if you're running a race, you focus forward. You're not looking behind you. If you're running a race, if you're in the Olympics running the race, are you looking to the side or left or right? Or you focus straight forward on your goal? You're not looking behind you, because you look behind you, it slows you down. You know that. Change is it something as simple as changing your words like that right there? This ain't right there. Like, it goes from feeling guilty about walking away to feeling empowered about walking towards something. You see that subtle change of words right there can help change your life right there, y'all. It's subtle. He made me feel guilty about walking away. You didn't walk. You're not walking away. You're walking towards something. What do you mean? You're walking towards something. You're walking towards freedom. You're walking towards happiness. You're walking towards a chance at a better life. You're not walking away from something. You're walking towards something. Change the words you use. Change the words you use. This is something as simple as that, y'all. Changing the words you use can change your life. I promise you. Me telling myself. So this is me personal example, y'all. This is a personal example of how transformative vocabulary has changed me. If I get online, I'm a new self-aware narcissist, y'all. I get online, I'm looking at all the stuff online that tells me I can't get better. I can't be a better person. I'm going to be an evil demon my whole life. If I keep repeating it to myself, guess what? I'm going to get down on myself. I'm just going to stir into the skid of being worse. But if I say to myself, I'm going to be the best version of me, regardless of what you write. Guess what empowers me more? What gives me more power? What gives you more power in a situation like this? What empowers you more? What empowers me more? I'm going to always be like this. Or I'm going to be better. I'm going to be the best version of a narcissist I can be. I'm going to be the best version of Lee Hammack I can be. What empowers me more, y'all? Which one of those do you think empowers me more? Which one of those you think have I grabbed onto? Think about that. I know people like, Lee, you just talk different. That's why I don't think you're a narcissist, because you talk different. Because this is where the stigma kicks in today. Because people think all narcissists are going to talk the same, act the same, be the same. The personality disorder, there's 9 traits of narcissistic personality disorder. 9 traits, y'all. You only have to have 5 to get diagnosed. So there's 45 different combinations of narcissistic personality disorder you can have. So I'm not going to be just like anybody else. And I don't consider, like, I'm not just a narcissist, y'all. People are like, oh, listen to what the narcissist has to say. You're just a narcissist, Lee. I'm more of a motivational speaker that just happens to have narcissistic personality disorder. That's what I've been talking like this for years. I've been talking about changing my life and changing my vocabulary for years, way before I started doing this. Look at my Facebook. My Facebook will tell you the truth. Like, I didn't think about YouTube and this stuff like that. I mean, look, 10 years ago on my Facebook, I change your world, change your life. Tony Robbins, 10 years ago on my Facebook. You know, 2011, Lee Hammond, change your words, change your life. I've been on this. I've been on self-betterment journey, y'all. That's how I can talk the way I talk now. I just happen to be a motivational speaker type of person that happens to have narcissistic personality disorder. I'm not just a narcissist that talks good. That's, you see the words right there, how the words change, how the words I use to describe myself change right there. I'm not just a narcissist that speaks well. I'm a motivational speaker that has narcissistic personality disorder. Which one gives me the most power? Just a narcissist that talks well, or a motivational speaker with narcissistic personality disorder? Which one gives you the most power? Listen to the words you're saying to yourself. Listen to the stuff that you repeat to yourself. Listen to your inner dialogue, your inner monologue, whatever you have. listen to the stuff you're saying to yourself. Change that. And when you do get out of the toxic relationship, y'all, one of the main things I hear people say right here that kind of breaks me down a little bit is they say, I wasted X amount of years. That will destroy you. That phrase right there, that saying right there, I wasted 10 years. I wasted 20 years. I wasted 30 years. I wasted my 20s, my youth, my reproductive years. I wasted all those years on this person. That's going to destroy you, because when you waste something, you can't get it back. You can't get it back. You have to change your life. You have to change the words you use. It's something that's simple. I didn't waste the time. I spent that time learning how not to be treated, learning how to set boundaries better, learning how to live a better life, and how to go out and get something better I deserve. Did you still go through that? Yes, you still went through that, but the way you look at it is different. So you come out empowered and not defeated. It's simple. It's not simple. The words are simple. Put them into action is different, y'all. That's what I'm telling you. That's how I talk like this, y'all. That's why I talk like this. That's why I talk this talk. This is why I talk this talk, because I talk like this. I'm trying to empower y'all. This is not victim blaming. This is victim empowerment. This is transitioning from victim to survivor to thriver. That's a transition right there. That's like different stages of healing. I'm a victim. Hop over the bridge. I'm a survivor. Hop over the bridge. I'm thriving. What stage are you in right now, y'all? Anyways, y'all, it's Merry Christmas. I got to cut this thing short. I've been filming 3 videos today. I was going to film 6, but I was like, eh. It's Christmas time. Back on my one-on-ones tomorrow. I'll film 6 tomorrow. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Narcissist Code. Look, change your words. Change your life. You can do this. You can. Transformative vocabulary. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcast, as you know, I got to show y'all a little extra love. Like, thank y'all again for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.